的困难。
I know through the years we've had some real issues. We've had snows and ice storms, but we've never had this kind of trouble.
我们以前可能有一些其他的问题，像是大雪啊，或是其他的问题，但从来没有像今天这个样子。
And even we have an extraordinary international pandemic that is closing the whole world.
我们现在有这个国际的这种那个大传染。然后传遍了这个全世界。
I believe it certainly must be the enemy's attack.
这是实在是一种撒旦的攻击。
And the Bible tells us in Luke 21, when we see all these things happen, we're to look up, for our salvation draws nigh.
当路加福音二十一章告诉我们，当有这些事发生的时候，我们就仰身提手。因为我们得赎的日子到了。
It's good to be with you. I'm sorry again for all the trouble to get to this point.
我非常高兴与大家在一起。还是再次抱歉有这么样的问题。
I want you to know, just yesterday, I had to close my entire office and send all of my engineers home to work remotely.
就是昨天我必须把我公司里面的所有的那个工程师都送回家，因为这个疫情的缘故。
And I have had no trouble with my computer until tonight.
我的电脑一直没有问题，直到今天晚上。
I believe that's just evidence that this is the enemy's attack.
很明显的，这个是一个明证，就是撒旦的攻击。
Well, brothers and sisters, one thing we can be assured of is that the word is never hindered.
但是我们想在主面前跟弟兄姐妹讲，就是主的话从不受阻拦。
I believe that's clear in the Bible.
在圣经中很明显的跟我们讲。
His word is never hindered.
他的话从不受阻拦。
And I would like to share with you this weekend a burden I believe the Lord laid specifically on my heart for this time.
我想这个周末主在我身上的负担特别我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的。
I don't know if you know this, but this is usually my first conference of every year.
这是我通常第一次在主面前的特会。
And I spend a good part of the end of the year, last year, and a good part of the beginning of each year, meditating on what the Lord's burden is for Newark.
So, 通常我们在年底，我在年底或年初的时候，我在主面前会默想，有关于如何在纽瓦克弟兄之间的分享的主题是什么。
And one day when I was praying about this burden, the Lord seemed to impress a certain phrase on my heart.
当有一天早上我在主面前默想的时候，主就把这个负担放在我心里面来。
And that phrase comes from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
这个负担的经节就是在希伯来书第二章第十节。
Let me read this to you.
我再来念一遍。
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering.
原来呢，为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何宜的。
This phrase, in bringing many sons to glory, is the phrase that the Holy Spirit impressed upon my heart.
这边特别讲到要许领许多的儿子进入荣耀里面去，特别是在我里面有这样的负担。
Now, I believe this is a phrase of extreme importance.
我想这一节是非常的重要。
If you think about the magnitude of this phrase, you begin to discover the importance of these single five words.
所以啊，如果特别这个，你看看这一节的话，特别有这个有一小段话特别的重要。
It tells us what is in the heart of God for His people.
特别讲到说，这个神的百姓在神的心中是如何的重要。
That is bringing many sons to glory.
要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里面去。
It explains the final mission of our Lord Jesus.
这特别讲到主在特别最后的他的任务。
That is bringing many sons to glory.
就是要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀里面去。
Finally, it tells us what is the determined end of man.
这最也特别讲到的说，这个人他最后的终局是什么
？That is bringing many sons to glory.
而是进入许多的儿子进入荣耀里面去。
Brothers and sisters, it's not a stretch to say that this phrase tells us the heart of the Bible.
特别这句话特别就好像是要讲到说。圣经里面一个很重要的一个点。
It's a key that unlocks the mysteries of God's ways.
这一点呢，特别讲到了，解开了神许多的奥秘。
And it's a key that reveals what is in the Bible.
这也是一个钥匙，解开了许多圣经里面的话。
It unveils the inseparable link between God and man.
也特别讲到了这个神与人之间这个不可以分隔的那个连接。
And in the end, it reveals what man's ultimate destiny is.
特别讲到了这个人，我们这个人在神面前最终的结局是什么？
You know, brothers and sisters, from the beginning, God has been looking for sons.
弟兄姐妹们，神在从一开始之后就是要寻找许多的儿子。
He has been looking for sons to be conformed to the image of His Son.
他就是要带领许多儿子磨成神儿子的形象。
You know, even when we read Genesis, we see the hint of what God is after.
事实上，我们在读创世纪的时候，也知道这个神的心意。
God revealed what was in His heart.
神把他心里面的写明给我们出来。
He said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness."
他说，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
I believe from the very beginning, this matter of sons and sonship is at the heart of all that God is doing.
我相信在神的里面，神的心中关于这个众子跟神儿子的名分，是神心中很重要的这个心意。
This phrase is of supreme importance.
这一段是非常非常重要。
You know, when we think about it, what does it mean to be made in the image of His Son, as it says in Romans 8?
我们想想，在罗马书第八章特别讲到说，磨成神儿子的形象。
It means our ultimate destiny.Is for the character of Christ to be infused in His people.
特别是讲到说神要让我们这群人有主耶稣基督的性格，磨成像神儿子形象那个样子。
When you see the Lord's people, you should see the Lord Jesus.
当你看到神的百姓的时候，你就应该看到。神的儿子。
This image means inward character.
这个讲到这个形象，特别是讲到里面的品格。
This is not outward likeness.
这不是讲到外面这个样子。
And brothers and sisters, this matter of being bringing many sons to glory is closest thing to the eternal purpose of God.
就所以说，弟兄姐妹们，关于这个带领许多的儿子进入神的荣耀里面去，事实上是神很重要的一个永远的旨意。
I remember years ago when Brother Stephen shared on this burden, and the title was Sons and Sonship.
我记得几年前江弟兄有特别讲过一篇信息，就讲到说有关于众子和得儿子的名分这个题目。
He said image equals the inward character and means that we take upon us the character of Christ.
这讲到形象，特别是讲到里面的这个品格，而且这个品格事实上就是主耶稣基督的品格。
He went on to say a profound thing.
他在主面前有许多的更深的分享。
He said this is something related to the eternal purpose of God.
特别他就讲到说这跟于神永远的旨意是有关系的。
Look at Romans 8 verse 29.
我们看一下在罗马书八章二十九节。
Because whom he has foreknown, he has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Brothers and sisters, do you realize that this is our ultimate destiny?
弟兄姐妹，你们是不是知道这就是我们最终的命运？
This is an incredible thought.
这是一个非常高的思想。
That our ultimate end is to be conformed to the image of his son.
最终我们是要能够磨成像神儿子形象一样。
This is precisely what the writer of Hebrews had in mind when he penned by the Holy Spirit this phrase, bringing many sons to glory.
这也是在希伯来书的作者被神的灵感动所讲出来，要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀里面去。
I think this phrase is of supreme importance.
我想这段是特别特别的重要。
There are many writers that I like.
有许多的作者我都很喜欢。
One writer that I like a great deal is G.H. Lang, one of the Brethren writers.
是有一个弟兄叫 G.H. Lang, 他是弟兄会的弟兄。
He said this about Hebrews in this statement.
他特别讲到这个希伯来书这段话。
He said the burden of Hebrews is not rescuing sinners from hell.
他说这个希伯来书的这个负担不是把罪人从那个地狱之中救出来。
I think when we think about the Christian life, we think that's what it is. God is rescuing sinners from hell.
我想有很多人认为说神来就是把我们许多的罪人从地狱之中救出来而已。
He went on to say, nor is it even the blessing of the children in the vast family circle.
我们这样弟兄继续这样讲，他说也不是在这个很大的家庭里面把一些祝福降下来。
And he ended with this single supreme thought.
那他特别有一个特别独一的思想。
The purpose is the bringing of many sons to glory.
神的旨意呢，是要带领许多儿子进入荣耀里面去。
Now I want us to look a little bit tonight at Hebrews chapter 1 and Hebrews chapter 2.
今天晚上我特别花点时间在希伯来书第一章跟第二章。
because you cannot understand this important phrase and this comprehensive phrase unless you understand Hebrews chapter 1 and Hebrews chapter 2.
我们没有办法完全了解这个第二章第十节，除非我们对第一章跟第二章有一些的了解。
Let me explain it this way.
让我这样解释。
Hebrews chapter 1 and Hebrews chapter 2 is about glory.
希伯来书第一章跟第二章特别是讲到荣耀。
And remember, our theme verse is about bringing many sons to glory.
特别我们这次主题的题目特别就是带领属于许多的儿子进入荣耀里面去。
Hebrews chapter 1 is all about the glory of the only begotten Son of God.
特别第一章讲到就是神所独一所生的儿子，他是多么大的荣耀。
He's the one and the only Son.
他是那唯一的儿子。
There is no one that begins to compare with him.
没有人能够跟我们的主相比。
As a matter of fact, the way the writer of Hebrews starts shows us the glory of that Son.
事实上，在希伯来书的作者从开头就讲到说我们主的荣耀。
Look at chapter 1, verse 1.
在一章一节。
God having spoken in many parts and in many ways formerly to the fathers in the prophets, at the end of these days has spoken to us in the person of his Son.
神在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
I particularly like the way Darby wrote this verse.
我特别喜欢Darby 弟兄这样讲。
In the person of is in square brackets, which means it was added to help us understand the English.
他特别讲到说，在这个应该讲神儿子的位格之中。
It literally means God has spoken in Son.
特别是神的话在神的儿子里面对我们说话。
The Lord Jesus is God's final word.
神的儿子是我们主的是神最后的话语。
He's his concluding expression.
是神彰显的完结就在神的儿子里。
He's the sum of all of his thoughts.
他是所有神思想的总结。
And he is the final and conclusive word.
他就是神话语的完结。
You know, the writer of Hebrews goes on to expand this glory like no other place in the Bible.
特别希伯来作者这个关于讲到神的荣耀在这一章。
In verses 3 through 5, he expands the glory of the Son.
特别他讲到在第三节到第五节里面讲到神儿子荣耀的各个方面。
He talks about the sevenfold glory of the Son.
他特别讲到七层的荣耀在第一章第三到五节。
He says, first of all, he's the heir of all things.
特别有讲到说他是他承受万有。
He's the one who inherits all things.
他也借着他创造诸世界。
He goes on to say even more than that.
他是与这边更讲的更多。
He says he's by him whom he made the world.
他也是借着他创造这诸世界。
He is the creator of all things.
他是一切的创造者。
He goes on to explain even more of his glory.
他这边又讲到有关于荣耀更多的方面。
He says, who being the effulgence of his glory.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Now, I don't know about Chinese, but in English, we don't use the word effulgence very often.
我们在英文里面很少这个讲到这个光辉。
It means the radiance of his glory.
特别是讲到这个荣耀所发出来这个光。
The Lord Jesus radiates the very glory of God.
主耶稣基督特别就是把神荣耀那个荣耀能够彰显出来，神就是光。
It goes on to even say more of His glory.
他这边特别有讲到更多有关于荣耀。
It says He is the expression of His substance.
他这边讲到说是神本体的真相。
Now, do you know what this means?
你知道这个意思？
This means that the Lord Jesus is the very essence of what God is.
这边就讲到说神是，主耶稣基督就是神的本质。
I'll never forget it.
我从来没有忘记。
I remember one time looking for perfume.
有一次我特别有找一个香水
for my wife, and I saw this perfume, and it was called Essence.
特别我一个找到一个香水，它的香水的名字就叫这个本质 Essence.
That's remarkable.
这是非常奇妙的。
I thought this is remarkable marketing strategy.
这是非常做这个marketing 行销方面的一个很重要的很好的一个策略。
Because the word essence means perfume.
那个就是本质，事实上它就特别讲到这个香水。
So if you understand my poor illustration,
你了解我这边所要分享的。
It was the very thing that perfume was.
就是这个香水，这个真正的这个香水的本质是什么？
And the Lord Jesus is the very essence of God.
那这边就同样了，这边特别讲到说，主耶稣基督就是我们父神的本质里面的本相。
But not only that, brothers and sisters, that wasn't enough for the writer of Hebrews.
这不仅仅这样子。
He went on to say, having made by himself purification of sins.
他也特别讲到说，他洗净了人的罪。
He's the only one that could redeem man and become the redeemer.
他是唯一的能够把我们能够救赎回来。
And finally, he tells us that he has a matchless place.
他特别讲到说，有个特别的地位。
He says, taking a place better than the angels, as he inherits a more excellent name than they.
所以他所承受的名既比天使名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Now, I hope this is not too much and too tedious for you.
我想，我希望这个不会对你们太多了。
If you're going to understand what it means that he's bringing many sons to glory, you must understand how glorious that glory is.
如果说要他既然我们讲到说要带领许多儿子进入荣耀面去，我们就特别对于这个荣耀的这个各个方面，我们要有一些的了解。
Now, in the second chapter, it deals with his glories as the Son of Man.
在第二章里面特别是讲到说人子跟荣耀的这一方面。
Look at Hebrews chapter 2 verse 6.
第二章第六节。
But one is testified somewhere saying, What is man that thou remembers him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him?
第六节这边有讲到说，在人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你既顾念他，世人算什么？你既
The writer was inspired by that wonderful Psalm 8 and said, "What is man?"
这个作者特别是被诗篇第八章特别的激励讲到的这段话，人算什么？
In other words, not only is the Lord Jesus the God of all glory,
不仅仅讲到主耶稣基督，讲到神的荣耀。
Magnificent glory,
讲到这个至高的荣耀，荣美的荣耀。
Unparalleled glory,
特别讲到这个没有办法比拟的荣耀。
But he is the ultimate man.
但是呢，他最终也是一个也是成为一个人。
Look at what it says in verse 9.
第九节，二章第九节。
But we see Jesus, who was made some little inferior to the angels, on account of the sufferings of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God, he should taste death for everything.
唯独接纳成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
This is the glory of his sufferings.
这就是他受苦的荣耀。
And then you come to our text verse.
你再看到我们这次特别主要的经文。
For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering.
原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里面去。使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a difficult verse for me to understand.
弟兄姐妹们，这一段经节对我来讲是很困难的。
When I read chapter 1 and see the sevenfold glory of the Lord Jesus,
当我们在第一章看到有关于讲到主耶稣基督倾城的荣耀的时候，
And when I come to chapter 2 and see the so great sufferings of the Lord Jesus,
但是我们在第二章看到这个主耶稣基督为我们受极大痛苦的时候，苦难的时候，
This is hard for me to imagine.
这让我很难了解。
Can you imagine?
你能够了解吗？
It says it became him. What a strange choice of words the writer of Hebrews used.
特别讲到了一个字。
How can it become this one of ultimate and highest glory to be the one who suffers death for all men?
特别讲到他原本有这样崇高的荣耀，到了末了，这会为了我们受最极大的苦难。
I think there's so much in that little phrase, it became him.
他成为他带领我们。
I think this is the most unbecoming thing.
这是一个特别重要的事。
I can't imagine the God of glory stooping so low to taste death for every man.
我实在很难想象神是如此的崇高的地位，愿意为了人到了这样低的地步。
But brothers and sisters, this is exactly what he does.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这就是主耶稣基督为我们所做的。
Without this so great suffering as the Son of Man, he could never bring many sons to glory.
如果主耶稣基督没有经过这样成为人子，经过这样的苦难，他没有办法带领这么多的众子进入荣耀面去。
Just try to take that in if you can.
如果你想要这样做的话
，The God of glory died for you.
神的荣耀为你而死。
The God of glory took all of your sin upon himself.
神的荣耀把你所有的罪放在他身上。
The God of glory suffered the most tremendous sufferings.
神的荣耀让他经历了如此大的深的苦难。
The God of glory did all of this for one reason.
神的荣耀做了那么多，唯有一个理由。
And that was to bring many sons to glory.
这个理由就是要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里面去。
Brothers and sisters, our hearts should be moved greatly by this.
弟兄姐妹，我们的心实在是要被主的灵所感动。
We should be overwhelmed at the love of God.
我们实在是要被主的爱所充满。
It would be one thing if he sent an angel to die for us.
他可以说
It would be another thing if he sent a prophet to die for us.
但是他对了为我们完全的为我们而死。
But for himself to die for us.
他为我们而死。
That shows his great heart to bring many sons to glory.
是写明他那个心要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀里面去。
All right, Roger, you're going to have to wait a moment. I've got to get a charger. Hold on one second.
Okay, 好 ,okay. 弟兄们等一下他要找那个充电器。
Not only did I not have two computers work tonight, but my phone was running out of charge.
我们弟兄说他不止这个电脑今天晚上有问题，连我的这个手机的电都快没有了。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you can take this in.
弟兄姐妹，我希望你能够把今天所讲能够听进去。
The God of ultimate glory.
神啊最高的那样的荣耀
came to this earth as a man
来到这世上成为一个人
took on a bondman's form
成为一个奴仆的形象
made in the fashion of a man
然后成为人的样式
suffered death on the cross
为我们上了十字架承受那样的苦难
The greatest suffering imaginable.
这是一个很大的受苦。
All for one single reason.
只有一个理由。
That you may be made a son of the living God.
成为那永生神的儿子。
To me, this is a wonderful thing. First upon my heart is this thought of the privilege of sonship.
所以呢，这次的负担第一个方面所要分享就是讲到说，生儿子的这样的特权。
The ultimate privilege.
他讲到就是讲到这个最终最高的特权。
You know, I don't think we will argue too much with the writer of Hebrews.
你知道我们不会跟这个希伯来书作者有更多的有一些的什么样的争执。
About the unmatched glory of God's Son.
讲到这个没有办法比拟的荣耀，我们的主耶稣基督。
I don't think we will argue with the writer of Hebrews.
我想关于这一点我们不会跟这个作者有一些什么样的争执。
About the unparalleled suffering of God's Son.
特别讲到这个没有办法比拟的这个受苦。
But do we see that what was in the end was for him to extend his glory to many sons?
但是在末了的时候，神所要讲、所要做的，就是将他的荣耀，然后带到我们的众子身上来。
This is an inexpressible privilege.
这特别是讲到说这个没有办法说明的这样的特权。
This is almost beyond comprehension.
这事实上是超过我们的所想象的。
Yet, brothers and sisters, this is wholly true.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这是一个神圣的事实。
In these five words is expressed the ultimate privilege that God gives us.
这边特别是讲到说，这是讲到说，这是最高的、最终的这样的特权赐给了我们。
It was enough for God to have His only Son, His one and only Son.
事实上，神也许只愿意给他的儿子，唯一的儿子。
Think about it. He didn't need anyone else.
想想看，他不需要别人，他就是他的儿子就可以了。
It was enough to have the perfect man in our Lord Jesus. He didn't need anyone else.
想想看，事实上，父神所要就是一个完全的人，就是我们的主耶稣基督，即使他不需要其他的。
And yet, in His mercy, He chooses to have many sons like His one and only Son.
但是在他的怜悯之中，他要把这样的恩典、这样的荣耀带到所有的众子面来。
Can you think of a more tremendous thing?
你能够想到比这更伟大的事吗？
You can search the universe, but you can't find a more tremendous thing.
你也许可以在宇宙中寻找，但是也找不到像这样伟大的事。
Think of it. His son has the right.
想想看，他的儿子有这样的权利。
Think of it. His son has the place.
想想看，他的儿子有这样的地位。
Yet God in His mercy has extended this great privilege to us.
但是呢，在神的伟大的这样的怜悯之中，他把这样的特权给了我们。
There's another one of my favorite writers.
有另外一个我喜欢的作者。
Brother T. Austin Sparks.
关于 Spark 弟兄。
Now I want you to know, aside from Brother Stephen Kung, Brother T. Austin Sparks has had the greatest impact upon my Christian life.
弟兄姐妹，除了江弟兄之外，斯巴克弟兄在我的基督徒生命面中有许多的影响力。
He saw things about the glory of the Son, and he saw things about the glory of the calling to be sons that so few have been able to express in words.
他特别讲到说，我关于神的荣耀，然后讲到说神荣耀的带领，事实上很难讲得明白出来。
I remember he said this one profound thing.
我记得他讲了一个这个很重要的事情。
He said the end fixed for all the Lord's children is sonship.
他说在神众子的末了里面，就是要得着神儿子的名分。
Yeah, I want to read some verses to you in Galatians chapter 4.
我想要念一段圣经，在加拉太书的第四章。
This explains the whole heart of God for His people.
这边特别是讲到说，神对他百姓的心意是什么。
It's verses chapter 4, verses 1-7.
特别讲到的，就是第四章的第一节到第七节。
Roger, I'll read a verse and then you read a translated verse.
Okay.
Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from a bondman, though he be Lord of all.
他我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为儿童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
But he is under guardians and stewards until the period fixed by the Father.
乃在师父管家的手下，只等到父亲预定的时候来到。
So we also, when we were children, were held in bondage under the principles of the world.
我们为孩童的时候，受管于世俗小学之下，也是如此。
Listen to these verses.
特别听这一段圣经。
But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, come of woman, come under law.
即是时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下。
That he might redeem those under the law, that they might receive sonship.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Do you understand how important this subject is?
所以大家知道这个重要的地方吗？
These verses in Galatians explain it as the whole reason for his coming.
这就是4章第7节，就是讲到神的儿子主耶稣基督为什么要来到这世上。
That we might receive sonship.
叫我们能够得着神儿子的名分。
Now, brothers and sisters, don't get confused about this.
弟兄姐妹，这边不要混淆了。It
was his right.
这边是讲到一个权柄。He
is the only son.
特别讲到说，主耶稣基督是唯一的儿子。It
is our ultimate privilege.
他有所有的特权。
You know, there's an enormous difference between rights and privileges.
特别这边有很大的分野，关于这个权利跟特权。
A right is not the same as a privilege.
权利跟这个特权有一些的不同。
I think sometimes as people of God, we get confused about this.
事实上有时候我们对于这个两方面有些的混淆。
Let me explain it to you in legal terms.
让我对于用这个法律的词汇来解释一下。A
privilege is a certain entitlement.
这个特权是讲到一个特别的一个权利，特定的权利。To
immunity that is granted. Remember that word.
特别是讲到这个特别权利是被赐予。It
is granted by the state or another authority.
这个权利的赐予是被一个特定的一个权利或是一种另一种的权柄所赐予的。A
right is different.
但是呢，权利是不一样的。A
right is an inherent, irrevocable entitlement.
这个权利是讲到说是一个固有的、不可以彻底的一种权利。
It's very important when we approach the Word of God that we understand this.
我们特别对于这个权利跟特权的一些分别要一些的认识。
All the rights are his.
So, 神儿子有所有的权利.
All the privileges are ours.
所有的特权是被赐予的.
He alone has the right to everything.
他主耶稣基督有所有的权利.
He alone created everything.
他自己创造的全有,
He alone holds everything together.
他全有都在他的手下。
He alone has the right.
他自己就是那权力的的拥有者。
But we have something tremendous, brothers and sisters.
但是我们弟兄姐妹有一个特别的地方。
We have been granted the ultimate privilege.
我们这特别地方就是我们被赐予那最高的特权。
What is his alone by right has been extended to each one of us by privilege.
他就是我们在主耶稣基督里面这个权力的拥有，他赐给我们，在特赐给我们这样的特权。
Yeah, I think the Bible is full of privileges.
我想在圣经中里面充满关于这个特权的这个方面。
As a matter of fact, one person wrote something I read that said the Bible has 6,710 privileges.
事实上，圣经中他特别讲到特权，讲到6,700多个特权。
Think of just a few instances.
这只是这边我们所讲的只是一点点的地方。
Think of John 3:16.
特别我们讲到在约翰福音3:16。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给世人，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Do you think eternal life is your right?
你觉得永生是你的权利吗？
He alone is the eternal God.
他是那永远的神。
Eternal life is our privilege.
所以呢，永生是一种特权。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, we inherit, it is granted to us, the privilege to live forever.
当我们相信主的时候，主耶稣基督就把那永生的特权赐给了我们。
Well, I think of another in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 31:34.
我们再看一下关于在耶利米书31:34。
I think you all know this verse.
我想你们大家都知道这段圣经。
It has to do with the promise of the new covenant.
这边讲到说新约的一个应许。
It says, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know Jehovah. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, saith Jehovah.
他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华。因为他们从最小到最大的都必认识我，我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
Is it your right to know God?
这是你的权利知道神吗？
Only He knows God.
只有我们的主耶稣基督知道我们父神。
No one knows the Father but Him.
没有人知道父神，除了我们主耶稣基督。
It is his right.
是他的原本的权利。
But this is our great privilege.
但是这是我们很大的特权。
Unthinkable privilege.
是没有办法想象的特权。
We were his enemies.
我们原本是他的敌人。
We were alienated to God.
我们原本是与神无关的，都是与神无关的一群人。
And yet, in his great mercy, he saves us, and now we can know the living God.
在他极大的怜悯之中，他拯救了我们，让我们能够知道、认识他。
What a privilege that is!
是我们是何等大的特权。
What a glorious privilege that is!
是何等荣耀的特权。
Or I think of another one, Hebrews 4:16.
我们再看一段圣经，在希伯来书第4:16。
Let us therefore approach with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for seasonable help.
所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, do you realize we can approach the throne of grace at any time?
弟兄姐妹，你们了解吗？我们可以随时的来到施恩宝座前。
In the Old Testament, this was an unthinkable privilege.
弟兄姐妹，在旧约里面，这是没有办法想象的特权。
No one would consider this privilege, remotely consider this privilege.
没有人能够想象这样的有胆量想象这样的特权。
You remember only one man, once a year, the high priest could approach the throne of grace at the mercy seat.
弟兄姐，你知道在旧约里面只有一个人就是大祭司，一年一度能够来到施恩宝座前。
And that only when he brought the blood sacrifice on the Day of Atonement.
他必须要带着这个祭牲的血才能够来到神的面前。
But brothers and sisters, think of it. As sons of God, this ultimate privilege has been extended to you and me.
弟兄姐妹们，神的儿子这永远的权利的拥有者，他把他的权柄赐给了我们。
We can approach that throne of grace at any time.
我们能够来到施恩的宝座前，任何的时候来到他的面前。
And we don't expect to find an angry God any longer.
我们不是在面对这好像这个愤怒的神面前。
When we approach the throne of grace,
当我们来到这施恩宝座前的时候，
we receive mercy.
我们得到了连续。
And we find grace in our time of need.
我们也在随时时候得到了恩惠，主的怜悯恩惠。
What an incalculable privilege.
这实在是没有办法计量的这样的特权。
Do you remember the story of Esther in the Old Testament?
你记不记得在旧约面讲到这个皇后以斯帖
？You remember when Esther wanted to approach the throne of King Ahasuerus? You remember that story?
你记不记得这个以斯帖这个王后要来到这个王的面前的时候
？You remember she could only approach the throne of King Ahasuerus when the golden scepter was extended to her.
你记得吗？当这个以斯帖他没有办法来到神面前，除非这个王这个金杖，向他施恩，点向他的时候，他才可以来到他面前。
Otherwise, it would mean her end.
否则的话，他的命就没有了。
Let me tell you about the ultimate privilege of sonship.
让我告诉你这最高的特权。
Brothers and sisters, the divine golden scepter is always extended to us.
弟兄姐妹，那神圣的金杖是永远向我们施恩，向我们开启的。
What a privilege that is!
这是何等大的特权。
What an ultimate privilege that is!
这是何等高的特权。
It's almost too much to take in.
事实上好像太高了，我们好像没有办法这样子得到。
This matter of sonship is so important that when you read Romans 8:19, you understand how important it is.
这个有关于这个儿子的名分是如此的重要。那当你读到罗马书第八章第十九节。
When Paul wrote to the Roman church in Romans 8, verse 19, he said this.
特别是在罗马书第八章第十九节这样讲。
For the earnest expectation of the creature watcheth for the manifestation of the sons of God.
受造之物啊，切望等候神的众子能够显出来。
Think about what this means, brothers and sisters.
想一想这段经节的意思。
This means the great expectation of creation is to see the sons of God.
是讲到说这个神的创造的最终是要等到神的儿众子能够显出来。
They're waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
他们在万物都在切切等候神的众子能够显出来。
That's the yearning.
这是一个心中的一种的渴望。
That's the groaning.
这是一面一个切切的仰望。
That's the great expectation of creation.
这是一个创造里面一个很大的一个期盼期望。
You know, I'm an engineer probably because I so dislike English.
你知道我是一个工程师，我很不喜欢英文。
But I do remember a novel when I had to suffer through literature.
但是我有本小说，我在这个英国文学里面蛮喜欢的。
It was Charles Dickens' famous novel, Great Expectations.
就是有一个就是一个作家叫狄更森的一个小说，他名字叫做远大的前程，远大的盼望。
Great Expectations is quite a simple story and quite a long book.
它是一个很简单的故事，但是是蛮长的一本蛮大的一本书。
It's all about this poor orphan named Pip.
他特别讲到一个很穷的一个孤儿叫 Pip.
Not Brother Pittman, Pip.
不是 Pittman 弟兄，是他的名字叫 Pip.
He journeys from being this poor orphan to being this very wealthy man.
他从一个很穷的一个孤儿变成一个很有钱的一个人。
And of course, the sad part of the story is then he experiences an ultimate humbling.
他特别这里面有讲到说，他有讲到很高的、很多的这个谦卑这方面。
But brothers and sisters, that's what it means to be a son.
弟兄姐妹们，这边特别讲到有关于儿子的这个方面。
We were orphans.
我们都是孤儿。
God was not our father.
原本父神不是我们的父亲。
We had no inheritance.
我们是原本是没有产业的。
We had no great expectation.
我们也没有什么远大的期望。
In the end, all we could expect was death.
我们最终就是死亡。
But something tremendous happened.
但是呢，一个很奇特奇妙的事发生了。
And when you read the first chapter of Ephesians, you discover what that great something was.
当你读到以弗所书第一章的时候，你就知道那个奇妙伟大的事发生了。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5, it says this.
以弗所书第一章第五节这样讲。
Having marked us out beforehand,For the adoption as sons.
就着爱，按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
I don't know if the burden is clearly coming through or not.
我不知道是不是这样的负担能够带到弟兄姐妹面前。
I've had two computers break down.
我已经有两个电脑都没有办法，现在有作用。
I had my phone going out of charge.
我的那个电话也快没有电了。
And thank God I remembered one of my employees' desk had a phone charger that I didn't bring in.
我没有，我也忘了带这个充电器来，但是我感谢主，我记得我有一个 员工他有一个充电器在他身，在他桌上。
But I am convinced of this.
但是我实在是这样的相信。
That this is the highest privilege man could ever imagine.
这是最高的特权人所能够得到的。
This is our great expectation.
这就是我们这最大的期盼。
Poor orphans.
原本是很贫穷的孤儿。
Yet we're adopted by the God of all creation.
借着神的创造。
And if you can imagine what it says in the Bible.
你看看圣经是这样的描述。
We're not just forgiven and given eternity.
我们不仅仅被饶恕，给我们了永远。
But we are made joint heirs with Christ.
我们是与基督同得基业。
Can you imagine a more ultimate privilege?
你能够想象这样子最高的特权吗？
I'll read to you something Brother Kong said. I think it's very profound.
我想念一下有关于江弟兄所讲的。
He said the term child may convey to mind either an infant or a full-grown child.
这个有关于这个孩子，可能是讲到有关于婴孩或是一个长大的一个孩子。
Male or female, he said.
或是男的，或是女的。
And then he said this.
然后他是这样讲的。
The term son is distinctive.
这个种子是到一个特别的词。
And it implies.Position and privilege.
这个种子，特别是讲到了这个爱就代表了这个sorry, can you say again? Reply.
And it implies position and privilege.
这个种子代表的地位跟权柄特权。
Brothers and sisters, think of the privilege that has been afforded to us.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢神给我们这样的特权。
Think of the position that has been given to us.
感谢神给我们这样的地位。
We are seated with Christ in the heavenly.
我们能够与基督一同坐席在天上。
In the ages to come, He will display in us the riches of His grace.
在未来的国度里面。我们与基督一同在荣耀里。
And we as the people of God ultimately become the very bride of Christ.
我们能够在永远里面能够彰显基督，成为神的新妇。
This is what that phrase means, bringing many sons to glory.
这就是带领许多儿子进入荣耀里的意思。
There's another thing I want to talk about tonight.
我有另外一件事想跟你的姐妹分享。
Not only is this the ultimate privilege, but it is the exclusive privilege.
不仅讲到这原本是最高的特权，这边是特别讲到说，独有的特权。
If you think about it, the first two chapters of Hebrews.God involves everything about God's Son.
在希伯来书的前的第一章跟第二章讲到说神的荣耀，神儿子的荣耀。
With God, everything revolves around His Son.
在神的里面，一切事情都是围绕着他的儿子。
His Son is the center of His universe.
他的儿子是宇宙的中心。
His son is everything to him.
神的儿子对他来讲就是一切。
I think of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5.
希伯来书第一章第五节。
For to which one of the angels has said he ever, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee? And again, I will be to him for father, and he shall be to me for son.
所有天使，神从来对哪一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，用指着哪一个说，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
This is the exclusive privilege of the Son of God.
这是一个神独有的权柄。
There's a book I like very much.
有一本书我特别的喜欢。
You may never have heard of this book.
你可能从来没有听过这本书。
But it's a book by a writer called J. Oswald Sanders.
这个作者是叫做 J. Oswald Sanders。
And the title of that book is The Incomparable Christ.
这本书的这个题目就是无法形容想象的基督。
And the subtitle of that book is The Person and the Work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
它有副子题，副题就是有讲到主耶稣基督他的工作，这个他的身位。
He alone is the very definition of exclusive.
他自己就是主耶稣自己就是这个独有特权的一个说明。
When we look at the Bible, there's certain phrases that we have a lot of difficulty with.
在圣经里面有一些经节有时候看起来是很困难的。
You think of the phrase only begotten son.
特别讲到说神这是神独生的爱子。
Do you think it means he was born?
你觉得他就是生出来吗？
Or we think of the firstborn of all creation, as in Hebrews 1, verse 6.
或是你想到在就是希伯来一章第六节讲到说他长子来到这世上的时候。
These words are divine mysteries that escape the human scrutiny and the finite knowledge of man.
事实上这边特别是讲到一个神的奥秘，事实上是超过人所能够想象的。
I remember years ago, Brother Kong helped me with this and made it clear to me.
我记得几年前江弟兄特别帮助我在这一点上面。
He said the firstborn of all creation does not mean he was created.
特别讲到说他在万有就是讲到说在首生的，并不是说他第一个生出来。
But he has sovereignty and preeminence and priority.
而是讲到说他是一个有权柄，是全能的这一方面。
He is alone the exclusive son.
他自己就是那独有的儿子。
You remember what it says in Colossians 1, verse 18.
记得在哥罗西书第一章第十八节。
And he is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, that he might have first place or preeminence in all things.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
He is the exclusive one, the only one.
他是那独有的那一位，他就是唯一的那一位。
I'm not certain what these biblical phrases mean.
我不是那样完全的了解这段圣经的完全的意义。
But I am certain of this.
但是我很确定。
That these special phrases have to do with his exclusive right alone.
他这边是特别讲到说神儿子他独有的权利。
No one is like him.
没有人能够像他。
No one can compare to him.
没有人能够跟他比拟。
God can't be silent when he thinks of his son.
神能够很就是私下能够 保持他的儿子。
There are three special occasions in the New Testament when God could no longer be silent when he came to his son.
在新约里面特别有三次讲到我们的主耶稣基督，我们的父神没有办法不发出声来。
You remember the first one in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17.
特别在第一处在马太福音的第三章的第十三节。
It was when our Lord Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist.
这边特别是讲到说主耶稣基督受了约翰的洗。
John knew who this was.
约翰知道主耶稣基督是谁。
John said, "His sandals, I'm not worthy to unlease."
就说约翰说我应该受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？
He knew this was the exclusive son.
他知道这就是那独有的儿子。
And he dared not think he was the baptizer of this one and only son.
他不敢为神的儿子受洗，那独一的、独有的。
And yet the Lord in his mercy comforted his heart.
但是借着神的怜悯。
And he said, suffer it now to fulfill all righteousness.
耶稣回答 你就暂且许我，因为我理当这样尽诸般的义。
You remember what happened?
你记得发生什么事吗？
You remember when the Lord came up out of those waters of baptism?
你记得耶稣受洗从水里上来的时候？
You remember when the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove?
你记得神的圣灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他的身上？
The sure sign that this one was the one.
所以特别的想到，这就是那唯一的那一位。
God could not contain himself.
神这时候没有办法忍受了。
The God of heavens did the strangest thing.
天上神做了一个很奇特的事。
He rent the heavens and he spoke from heaven and he said, "This."Is my beloved son in whom is all my delight?
神从天上发声音说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
What an extraordinary divine occurrence that is!
这是如此奇特的神圣的声音。
God could not restrain himself.
神没有办法限制他自己。
It would be one thing if it only happened once.
一件事也许只发生过这样一次。
But it happened again.
但是事实上它又再次的发生。
You remember in Matthew chapter 17.
你记得在马太福音十七章。
You remember the story of the Mount of Transfiguration?
你记得在主耶稣登山变相这件事情。
You remember when the Lord Jesus took Peter and James and John his brother up to a high mountain apart?
你记得当主耶稣带着彼得、约翰还有雅各到了山上。
You remember what it says in verse 2 of chapter 17?
你记得在十七章第二节是这样讲的。
It says, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his garments became white as light.
就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头， 衣裳洁白如光。
This glory of the Lord Jesus was so made visible that his face was compared to the brightness of the sun.
他这样的主耶稣那时候的荣耀是如此的大，他的脸面的光就好像日头一样。
Unparalleled glory.
这个是没有办法比拟的这样的荣耀。
And his garments became white as light.
他的衣服衣裳就好像白如光一样。
Unparalleled brightness.
是没有办法相比的这样的明亮。
You remember it says Moses and Elijah appeared. Elias appeared. You remember?
你记得这边特别有讲到摩西跟以利亚也向他们显现。
Brothers and sisters, if you were a Hebrew, this was your moment.
弟兄姐妹，如果你是希伯来人，这就是你的时候。
Can you imagine the Messiah, the promised Messiah appearing in all of his glory?
就特别讲到说应许的弥赛亚在这里显现了。
Can you imagine Moses, who represents the whole of the Old Testament in the law, appearing with the Lord Jesus?
特别讲到说摩西是代表律法，所代表摩西也在这边显现了。
Can you imagine Elias, the great prophet?
你特别讲到以利亚。就代表那伟大的先知。
What a scene it was!
这是何等大，何等那个伟大的形象，景象。
It was a scene. It was a scene for the ages.
这是一个在历代面所要期待的景象。
I think we're too hard on Peter.
我觉得这对彼得来讲实在是太难了。
If you were a Jew and Peter was a Jew, your reaction would be no different.
你知道彼得是犹太人，像一般的犹太人一样，对他来讲，这个景象实在太惊人了。
In verse 4 it says, "If thou wilt, let us make three tabernacles, for thee one, and for Moses one, and one for Elias."
他这边彼得就这样讲，如果你愿意，我们就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
Brothers and sisters, that's not the point of the story.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是这故事的重点。
God couldn't stand it.
神没有办法忍受。
You know, God is very patient, the Bible says.
你知道神是那位有忍耐的神。
God is very long-suffering, the Bible says.
圣经讲到神是那为我们长远受忍耐的神。
But he could not bear this.
但是他在这里他没有办法忍受。
And even before Peter got the words out of his mouth, it says this.
甚至在神在彼得还没有完全讲完的时候就这样讲。
While he was yet speaking,Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and lo, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my delight. Hear him.
正在说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
What a strong rebuke!
是如此大的一个斥责。
There's no one like him.
没有人能够像我们的主。
He's the only one.
他是那唯一的。
He's the exclusive one.
他是那独有的。
Everything is his.
每一件都是他的。
But then, this wasn't the last occasion.
但这不是最后的一件发生的。
There was a third occasion.
那还有一次发生。
It's in John chapter 12.
约翰福音第12章。
Look at verses 27 to 29.
27到29节。
This is before the Lord is going to the cross for his darkest hour.
这是他在最后的时候。
And he was contemplating glory.
他特别讲到了荣耀这件事情。
He said, Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour, but on account of this have I come to this hour.
我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？ 父啊, 救我脱离这时候, 但我原是为这时候来的。
Listen to his one request.
注意听他这边的请要求。
Father, glorify thy name.
父啊, 愿你荣耀你的名。
And listen to what happened.
来听听看这里发生了什么。
There came therefore a voice out of heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
当时就有声音从天上来说, 我已经荣耀了我的名, 还要再荣耀。
The crowd, therefore, which stood there and heard it, said it had thundered. Others said, an angel had spoken to him.
在那旁边的众人听见就说打雷了,还有人说有天使对他说话。
How unusual!
这是非常的不平常。
When he comes to his only son, when he comes to his exclusive son, God cannot be silent.
当我们来到这神独一的儿子，独有的儿子的时候，神不能够不讲话。When
it comes to glory, all the glory is reserved for the Lord Jesus.
那讲到这个荣耀，那是最高的荣耀，为了主耶稣基督独有的时候。That's
what this means.
这边就讲到这样的意思。
You remember how the Lord prayed in his great high priestly prayer about wanting to return to that glory he had before with the Father.
特别讲到约翰福音17章讲到大祭司的祷告，特别讲到那与父原有的荣耀的时候。
God speaks and rends the heavens three times about his Son.
这边特别讲到的说，父神三次从天上讲到他的爱。
You may think I'm making too big of a deal about this.
你觉得我可能在这边好像把这件事好像特别讲得太多了，太夸大了。
But this is a big deal.
但是这是一个非常重要的事情。
How many times have you heard God rend the heavens and speak from the heavens?
你有多少次听到父神从天上讲话？
I just heard a news report the other day, by the way.
前两天我听到一个记者这样讲。
Scientists are believing that some being from the outer space has been trying to contact Earth every 18 minutes.
他说在太空中有这样的作用，他们想每18分钟发出一个这个电子的那个信号，然后18分钟要跟地上联络。This
is fascinating to me.
对我来讲，这是很新奇的事情。Do
these subtle electronic blips mean anything that the heavens are speaking to us?
你关于这个天上这样信号跟我们神从天上讲话，这实在是有很大差别。
Brothers and sisters, the heavens have spoken to us.
弟兄姐妹们，天已经对我们讲话了。
It wasn't some indiscernible electronic blip that's picked up every 18 minutes.
这不是一个好像一个就是电子的信号，每十几分钟对我们发放一次。
It was the absolute clear voice of God Himself.
而是这个很清楚的声音从天上，从我们的神那里发声。
Who said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
这是我所的爱子，这是我所喜悦的。
Now this is what I want to share with you.
这是我所想跟弟兄姐妹分享的。
Let me talk to you about the unthinkable.
让我跟弟兄姐妹想一下这个不可以想象的。
This is the one that all the glory is reserved for.
这是所有的荣耀所保留为我们的主的。
This is his exclusive right.
这是他独有的权利。
And yet God in his mercy has determined to share that glory with you and me as sons of God.
但是呢，在他的神的怜悯之中，他愿意把他的荣耀分享给他的儿女。
This exclusive privilege, which is his alone.
这是这神独有的权柄。
Is extended to you and to me as sons of God.
已经借由主耶稣基督赐给了你和我。
This is what Hebrews 2 verse 10 means.
这就是在希伯来书二章十节的意思。
Bringing many sons to glory.
要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀里面去。
The glory that he contemplated, he shares with us.
这是在神儿子荣耀里面，他要与我们一同的分享。
This is unthinkable.
这是我们没有办法想象的。
This is the most exclusive privilege that ever has been.
这是一个特别独有的特权，原来没有的。
And yet, in His mercy, He extends it to you and me.
但是在他那伟大的怜悯之中，他将这样的荣耀赐给了你跟我。
The only way I can understand it is from Proverbs chapter 8.
我能够想象就是我能够分享是在从Proverbs?
箴言。
Proverbs.
箴言第八章。
It's in verses 27 to 31.
27节到31节。
And it speaks of wisdom.
他讲到了这个智慧。
And that wisdom there is a person.
这个智慧事实上是讲到了一个人。
And that wisdom there is the glory of the Lord Jesus himself.
这个人就是讲到神的荣耀的儿子主耶稣基督。
And verse 30 explains the exclusive right of this only son.
这边第三十节特别是讲到这个神特别独有的这一位就是主耶稣基督。
And I was daily his delight.
我日日为他所喜爱。
That is the son's privilege, and that is the son's place.
这就是儿子特别的地位和权利。
And you remember the divine utterance, in him is all my delight.
特别讲到说在他里面人都受到神的喜爱。
Listen to what this one wisdom says.
我们特别在讲到有关于这个智慧是这样的描述。
Look at verse 31.
第三十一节。
And my delights were with the sons of men.
耶喜悦住在世人之间。
This is Hebrews 2 verse 10.
这就是希伯来书二章十节。
All of the delight of the Father was with the Son.
所有神，所有父神对他独生子的这样的喜悦。
And the delight of the Son is with the sons of men.
也这样子的喜，借着他的儿子能够喜悦在世人众子之间。
And you remember the Lord's Prayer.
你记得耶稣基督的祷告。
And he says, where I am, I want them to be there also.
就讲到说我在哪里也希望我的他们也与我同在。
That was a request the Father can never deny.
儿子的这样的请求父神是不会拒绝的。
This is the exclusive privilege extended to us.
这就是神儿子独有的特权赐给了我们。
And Hebrews goes farther than that.
希伯来书有更多的这样的说明。
Chapter 2 verse 11 says, both he that sanctifies and those that are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
是因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不为耻。
Can you imagine such a thing?
你能够想象这样的事吗？
Not only does he save us,
不仅仅他救了我们。
Not only does he want to share with us his glory,
不仅仅他要与我们同享荣耀。
But he wants to be one with us.
他也能够与我们在一起。
Father, that they may be one with us.
能够与我们合为一。
Was his high priestly prayer.
这是大祭司的祷告。
How tremendous that is.
这是多么伟大的一件事情。
You know, if anybody would be entitled by to be ashamed of us, it would be God himself.
Sorry, your voice breaking. Can you say it again?
If anybody had the right to be ashamed of us, it would be the Lord.
在主里面，我们能够与主，这是什么？
I'm sorry, Roger, if I tripped you up.
Okay.
Listen to this wonderful verse. He is not ashamed to call them brethren.
他不以称呼我们为弟兄为耻。
I remember years ago with my daughter Jessica.
我记得几年前跟我的女儿在杰西卡在一起的时候。
By the way, she's my youngest child. I still call her my baby. She hates it.
她是我最小的孩子，我仍然称她小 baby， 所以她不喜欢这样子。
And even though she's 38 years old, I still call her my baby. By the way.
她已经38岁了，但是我还是叫她 baby。
But one day when she became a teenager, something happened.
有一天当他成为青少年的时候，一件事情发生了。
I remember going to the mall with her, as I often did.
我那时候跟他一起去那个就是就是那个购物的中心的时候。
And I remember this time was different.
我记得这次不一样了。
And she said, Dad, would you mind walking on the other side of the mall?
他说，他跟我讲，他说，爸爸，你可不可以不要跟我走一边啊？你走另外一边。
I was stunned that my baby would say that to me.
我那时候很震惊了，我的 baby 怎么会这样跟我讲话
？And I said, Jessica, are you ashamed of me?
我说，杰西卡，你是不是觉得有点羞耻啊？跟我在一起。
And I'll never forget this verse came to my heart.
我从来没有忘记这件事情。
He is not ashamed to call us brethren.
我们的神从不以称我们为弟兄为耻。
What an exclusive privilege that is.
这是何等特有、独有的特权。
My time is almost up, so I must hurry.
我的时间差不多没有了。
Do you realize what an exclusive privilege this is?
你能够了解这独有的特权吗？
Do you realize this is man's privilege alone?
你能了解这是人独有的特权吗？
Listen to what Hebrews 2 verse 16 says.
请看一下希伯来书第二章第十六节。
For he does not indeed take hold of angels, but he takes hold of the seed of Abraham.
他必不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
No one has this unimaginable privilege but man.
没有人能够像人像我们被救拔的这样的百姓一样。
It's unimaginable grace and incalculable mercy.
这是神极大的恩典与怜悯。
I don't know how many of you are familiar with the verse 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
我不知道弟兄姐妹对于哥林多前书第一章第九节这句话。
It says God is faithful.By whom you've been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这边讲到神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。原文是一同在主里面一同交通的。
Brothers and sisters, there was not a more exclusive fellowship than this.
这没有再比这个独有的这样的交通比这个更有的。
And yet God in his great mercy has extended that most secret, that most exclusive, that most precious fellowship to every one of us that is a child of God.
这神就把他那个独有与父神跟主之间那样独有的交通借了主耶稣基督赐给了他的儿女，赐给了你跟我。
Campbell Morgan says this is the fundamental affirmation of the entire letter.
这边特别是讲到说，那个摩根弟兄特别讲到说，这是一个特别在神里面的一个特别的印记。
This is the exclusive privilege.That has been extended to you and extended to me by the Lord Jesus.
这就是独有的特权，借着主耶稣基督，赐给了我们。
Only a few more words.
只有再多一点的话语。
This privilege is not only the ultimate privilege.
这个特权不仅仅是那最高的特权。
It is not only the most exclusive privilege.
这不仅仅是那独有独特的特权。
But this privilege is the highest purpose.
这个特权是讲到了这个永远的旨意，最高的旨意。
Listen to what Brother Sparks said. I think this is amazing.
特别斯巴克弟兄，斯巴克弟兄这样讲。
So this purpose of God concerning his son embraces the sons.
这神的旨意特别讲到他的讲到了主耶稣基督他的儿讲到神主耶稣基督神的儿子主耶稣基督。
And he said it takes us to this verse.
讲到这一节圣经。
Look at Romans 8, 28-30.
讲到罗马书第八章28-30节。
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Because whom he has foreknown, he is also predestinated to be conformed to his many brethren.
先知道先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
But whom he has predestinated, these also he has called. And these also he has glorified.
预先所定下来又招他们来，所招他们来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
This is the great purpose of God in bringing many sons to glory.
这就是神那伟大的旨意，要带领许多的众子进入荣耀里面去。
Think of what's in this book. Think of what's in these few verses. The privilege that's extended to us as sons.
想想看这几节圣经，这个特别的这个权柄到达我们的身上。
He will take these sons.
他能够带领这些众子。
These ones he's called.
这些他所呼召的。
He will perfect these sons.
他让他成全他们。
And ultimately, he will conform these sons to the very.
他把这些众子能够磨成他唯一儿子的模样。
Now that, brothers and sisters, is bringing many sons to glory.
弟兄们、姐妹们，这就是带领众子进入荣耀面去。
He is intent on this grand purpose, and nothing will prevent him from accomplishing this highest purpose.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是神永远的旨意，没有其他能够阻挡这样的旨意。
Listen to this verse 30 once again.
我们再把第三十一节再看一下。
Let it be written on your heart in times of doubt.
如果在你心中有什么样的怀疑，
This is his determined will.
这是他已经命定的我们的目的。
But whom also he has predestinated.
他所预定的。
These also he has called, and whom he has called, these also he has justified. But whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
30节，预先所预定的人，定下人又召他们来，所召他们来又称他们为义，所称为义人又叫他们得荣耀。
This is the end purpose of God.
这是神最终的旨意。
There can never be any doubt.
我们没有不能不会有任何的怀疑。
He is devoted to bringing many sons to glory.
他已经预定要带领进入这样的旨意去。
Brothers and sisters, this is the burden the Lord has laid upon my heart.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是神在我心中的负担。
Today we thought about this single marvelous phrase, bringing many sons to glory.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天看这一节特别非常高的这一节圣经，带领许多众子们进入荣耀里面。
This is our destiny.
这就是我们的命运。
This is our determined end.
这就是我们所被命定的。
This is the ultimate privilege of sonship.
这是呢最高的权柄，成为神，成为儿子的名分。
It's even more grand when you think this was the Son of God's exclusive right alone.
我们想想看，这原本是神独子里面特有的权利。
And yet, the love of God extends this exclusive privilege to you and to me.
但是借着神的恩典怜悯，他把这样的权柄赐给了你跟我。
There can be no higher purpose than this.
没有比这更高的旨意了。
And he is determined that he will fulfill this purpose.
他既然已经定义了，他必然完成这样的旨意。
May the Lord help us to see the privilege of sonship.
愿主帮助我们，然后知道神儿子的成为神儿子名的名分。
Shall we pray?
让我们借我们有些祷告。
Lord, your words can, the human words can explain the great divine mysteries.
主啊，人的话没有办法讲明神圣的一些的话。
But your word is true.
但是你的话语是真实的。
And we thank you for your words.
我们感谢你的话。
Such an ultimate privilege was extended to us.
如此高的将权柄是给了我们。
And you will in the end bring us through until that purpose is fully fulfilled.
到末了你要带领我们进入那最高的旨意。
How high a purpose is that?
那是如此高的这样的旨意。
We rejoice that in your mercy and in your love, you have brought us into the most exclusive fellowship, the most exclusive privilege.
我们借着你的恩典跟怜悯，我们进入了最高独有的这样权柄跟恩典。
And for this, we cannot say anything, but Lord, we love you, and we are thankful that we are yours.
主啊，对这讲我没有办法再讲什么。主啊，只有说，我们感谢你的爱与怜悯在我们的身上。
As we consider this weekend, this thought, would you, Lord, open our understanding in a greater way?
主啊，在这个周末里面，让求主再开通我们，给我们更多的了解。
This we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
阿门。